This is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Viviana Hurtado. Michelle Martin is away. Do you know who Juanes is? He's a Colombian music superstar who's been around since 2000. He's dominated the charts in the Spanish-speaking world with songs like this one.
Tus ojos, tu sonrisa y tu boca y tu carita de coqueta. A la final lo que me gusta a mí.
That was Lo Que Me Gusta A Mí, or What I Like. He's won 17 Latin Grammys, one Grammy, and has a growing fan base spanning the entire world and social media. But Juanes is also known for his humanitarian work, like eradicating landmines in his native Colombia and raising AIDS awareness. We wanted to know more about his international appeal as an artist advocate, and hear some music, too. So he joins us now. Welcome to the program, Juanes.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm glad to have you here. Can you share with us your playlist growing up and how that has influenced and made this really unique Juanes sound so successful?
Mm-hmm. Well, I started in the music when I was a child, back, you know, when I was like probably 5 or 6 years old. And I started to play guitar and to sing because of my family, my brothers and sisters and my parents. They were always singing folk music. So my first years in music was, you know, listening to all this kind of music like sambas and chacareras and, of course, vallenatos and tangos and boleros. Yeah, and then when I get like 14 years old, maybe, I get crazy with rock music like Slayer or Creator or even Metallica, which is my favorite band for all times. And actually, I had a metal band for a long time. And then I just feel that I was missing something, so I decided to go back to my roots, my essence, and that's what I do now. I try to mix both the folk side of music and then the rock side and more contemporary sounds.
And so a lot of people love you for your music, but to your established fan base, certainly, you're known almost as much for your advocacy on social issues, like eradicating landmines in your home country of Colombia. You have a foundation, Mi Sangre, which translates into My Blood. You've also worked on advancing peace resolutions in conflict zones and certainly raising awareness about AIDS. You don't have to do this with your celebrity and your money. So why do you do it?
Well, I do it because it matters for me. Matters to me. You know, I just feel that now is a time of open consciousness about reality, about what we are doing here in this life, in this world, and why are we here, and that we are not alone. We need to help each other. What I think is just I'm not comfortable with the way the world is going now.
I'd like us to talk a little bit more about your music. One of your songs, Odio por Amor, which translates into love instead of hate, replace hate with love. For me, I see it as an anthem for advocacy work, for those who work on social issues. I was wondering if you can share with us the inspiration behind this song.
Yeah, I remember when I was writing this song, I was in Spain, actually. After the concert, I was in my room writing. And around those days were the beginning of the war in Iraq, I guess. And I was so frustrated. You know, I was like tired of always watching the same thing on news, the same problems, the same thing, the same people killing each other. I just don't understand, you know, why we need to leave that. So this song is an inspiration from that moment.
Can you play a little bit of Odio por Amor?
Yes, of course, yes.
Trabajamos como dos locomotoras a todo vapor y olvidamos que el amor es más fuerte que el dolor que envenena la razón. Somos víctimas así de nuestra propia tonta creación. Y olvidamos que el amor es más fuerte que el dolor de una llaga en tu interior. Dos hermanos ya no se deben pelear, es momento de recapacitar, es tiempo de cambiar. It's time to change, es tiempo de cambiar. It's time to change, es tiempo de saber pedir perdón, es tiempo de cambiar en la mente de todos el odio por amor. It's time to change. Oh, oh, oh.
That was awesome.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Can you translate what you sang?
Well, I'm saying that in this life, in these days, we live very fast and we forget that we are human, that we have feelings, that there is no way to be fighting with your brother, with your sister. You know, this is time to reflexionar.
Reflect.
To reflect about the way we are living. And it's time to change.
And you threw in a little bit of English because you say it's time to change.
Yeah, just that little line, you know. Always when I write my music, I take my guitar and I improvise, always with a melody, with no lyrics in Spanish. But sometimes I use some words in English. I don't know why. Maybe because I listen to a lot of music in English. So when I did the demo, when I recorded the demo, there was always, it's time to change.
We've seen the ups and downs of life evolve, documented in your music. Does the next chapter involve Juanes crossing over and singing in English?
Maybe yes. I'm having thinking about it, and now I feel more comfortable speaking English. And
because not that long ago, you said no, you didn't want to betray your fan base in Spanish.
Yeah, but for me, to sing in Spanish is the most important thing. But I am also conscious about the fact that the world is changing and the way we communicate is changing as well. I really love Anglo music and the language as well. My kids, they born here in Miami, so I just a little bit more familiar with the language. Now it's like more honest for me to do it.
So some of your advocacy has political overtones. Your concert in Havana in 2009 to mark the United Nations International Day of Peace, as you remember, drew some anger from within the Cuban-American community. In fact, you were denounced by some fans, and you even received threatening messages to you and to your family. Why did you want to play that event in Cuba? And if you look back, would you do things differently?
Well, when we decided to go to Cuba to perform, we did it because we just wanted to build a bridge, you know, between Cuba and the rest of the community. And we just wanted to prove that music and art need to be over all ideology or way to think in life. And we just wanted to go in there and play just because of love. And it was hard. It was really hard because immediately when you do those kind of events, people immediately start to catalogarte.
They start to put you in a box.
To put you in a box, yeah. You are part of this team or you are part of that team, you know. And we were just trying to be in the middle, just wanted to go there and perform. And I have no regrets about that show. You know, I guess music has a power. It's a powerful weapon of peace, and we need to use art to get close and just to destroy all these stupid barriers we have.
How do you stick up for your beliefs or help others without alienating some of your fans?
Well, it's hard. You know, there's a very thin line between social work and political things. Sometimes you just cross that line and immediately you lost.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Viviana Hurtado. I'm speaking with international rock star and humanitarian Juanes. We're talking about his life, his music, and his work on social issues. Your international breakout hit is Adios Le Pido, which translates into kind of a prayer, what you're asking from God. This is where I hear that unique Juanes sound that's kind of a mix, some rock, some rock en español, some funk, some of that Colombian folk music that you and I, you know, were raised with, some cumbia. Can you play some of it?
Yes. Of course, yes. Un, dos, tres, y... ojos se despierten con la luz de tu mirada. Yo a Dios le pido que mi madre no se muera y que mi padre me recuerde. A Dios le pido que te quedes a mi lado y que más nunca te me vayas. A Dios le pido que mi alma no descanse cuando de amarte se trate. A Dios le pido por los días que me quedan y las noches que aún no llegan. Yo a Dios le pido por los hijos de mis hijos y los hijos de tus hijos. A Dios le pido que mi pueblo no derrame tanta sangre y se levante. A Dios le pido que mi alma no descanse cuando de amarte se trate. A Dios le pido.
pido un segundo más de vida para darte, y mi corazón entero entregarte, un segundo más de vida para darte, y a tu lado para siempre yo quedarme, un segundo más de vida yo. A Dios le pido que si me muero sea de amor, si me enamoro sea de vos, que de tu voz sea este corazón. Todos los días a Dios le pido que si me muero sea de amor, y si me enamoro sea de vos, que de tu voz sea este corazón. Todos los días yo a Dios le pido.
Excuse me while I sit back in my seat after dancing. Can you tell us what those lyrics, Adios Le Pido, what did you sing to us?
Since I was a little kid, I always meditate, or I used to pray every morning, every night. I just asked to God to protect my family, my country, the people I love, you know, simple things, but very, very, very deep at the same time. And it's like a song that I wrote thinking the beauty of life.
I don't think a lot of people, Juanes, know that you're this religious and this spiritual.
Well, it's not religious. Actually, I respect religion in general. I respect a lot, but I don't follow any religion. You know, I just follow my personal connection with God. For me, God is inside my heart and is inside everyone's heart.
I'd love to hear a little more of your music, if you'll share with us. And I'd like to ask if you can play Nada Valgo Sin Tu Amor, which means I am nothing without your love.
Yes, definitely yes.
Cuando el tiempo pasa y nos hacemos viejos, nos empieza a parecer que pesan más los daños que los mismos años al final. Por eso yo quiero que mis años pasen junto a ti, mi amor eterno, junto a mi familia, junto a mis amigos, mi voz. Porque nada valgo, porque nada tengo, si no tengo lo mejor, tu amor y compañía en mi corazón. Y es que vale más un año tardío que un siglo vacío, amor. Y es que vale más tener bien llenito el corazón. Por eso yo quiero que en mi mente siempre tu cariño esté bien fuerte, aunque estemos lejos o aunque estemos cerca del final. Porque nada valgo, porque nada tengo, si no tengo lo mejor, tu amor y compañía en mi corazón. Pero amor, me siento débil cuando soy sin ti, y me hago fuerte cuando estás aquí. Sin ti yo ya no sé qué es vivir. Mi vida es un túnel sin tu luz. Quiero pasar más tiempo junto a ti, recuperar las noches que perdí, vencer el miedo inmenso de morir, ser eterno junto a ti. Porque nada valgo, nada tengo, si no tengo lo mejor, tu amor y compañía en mi corazón.
So although I'd like to think that you're singing to me and that this song is about me, it's not.
I'm singing to you.
Well, you were singing to me right now, but
yes. In
reality, when you were writing this song, does it speak to your relationship with your wife?
Yes, in general, you know, when I write my songs, always I talk about my personal, you know, experience, you know, with my family, with my kids, with my friends, and also with social issues, you know.
Because the lyrics you were just singing about is, I'm nothing without
your
love.
Yes, yes. But more than that, it's just the fact that I honestly think that, I mean, we don't need to pay too much attention to time. We just need to live present, and we just need to build things positive with our relationships, and it's just about love. That's the only mission we have to learn in this trip right here in this planet.
Your tour is now headed overseas. To see sold-out concerts in Latin America, it doesn't surprise me, but when you look out at a jam-packed audience in Germany or in Lithuania, how does it feel? feel to know, speaking about language, that you're transcending languages and cultures?
Well, that's it's a magical feeling. You know, I just feel blessed, and I feel very thankful with music and all the fans, because the fact that they go to our shows and they respect that we sing in Spanish, and they are, I mean, they're just paying attention to the melodies and the arrangements and the music itself. It's a beautiful gift, you know. So it's just the magic of music.
Juanes is an award-winning musician. He's currently on tour throughout the world, and he joined us in our studios in Washington, D.C. Thank you so much for coming.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You're hearing the hit single La Camisa Negra by Colombian singer-songwriter Juanes. And that's our program for today. Tell Me More is produced by Freddie Boswell, Bridget DeShegas, Andrew Limbong, Amitha Parasher, Jessica Reedy, and Amy Ta. Our editors are Alicia Montgomery and Ahmad Omar. Special thanks to NPR's librarians. Our director is Arjun Hutchins with Emily Oxenschlager and Monica Estatieva. Our senior producers are Devar Ardalan and Kenya Young. The technical director is Neil Thibault. Special thanks to engineering supervisor Kevin Langley. Our theme music was composed by Underdog Entertainment with additional arrangements by Ian Honeyman. The supervising senior editor is Portia Robertson-Migas. Our executive producer is Tashima Walker. Remember to tell us more. Please go to npr.org and find us under the Programs tab. You can find our podcast there. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Tell Me More NPR. I'm Viviana Hurtado, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Let's talk more tomorrow. Come on, baby. Te digo con disimulo que tengo la camisa.